Welcome to Fresh Catholic, a podcast for those who are converting, reverting, or simply want a fresh perspective of the Catholic faith to help them to open their hearts and minds to become closer to the love and goodness of Christ. My daily prayer is that I will be a bright light to others, to be filled with the love and light of Christ, so that when people look at me, they see Him radiating out from me for His glory. Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Balderas, and I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to give you a little heads up. Stay tuned to the end of this because I will have fresh Catholic news and a new segment. So here's a little story. I went on my TV last night to watch Netflix, and you know what? There's too many choices. I was just like, oh my gosh, I remember back in the day when there was 13 channels. I know I'm old, but I was thinking there's just too many choices. By the time I pick something, I'm ready for bed. So this prompted me weeks ago to decide to do this episode on choices. How do you make choices? Do you make choices based on what your heart tells you, on what your head tells you, on what your gut tells you? I think there's just so many choices in the world. People are making bad choices. It's sometimes hard to make a good choice. That's why I wanted to do this episode. The definition of choice is an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. According to the Loyola Press, our conscience is the inner voice that helps us to know the law God has placed in our hearts. Our conscience helps us to judge the moral qualities of our own actions. It guides us to do good and avoid evil. God gives us the gift of free will. But what do we do with that? I mean, I feel like we knowingly choose to do things. We most of the time choose wrongly, sadly that we do that. But He had, you know, the plan for like Adam and Eve to do the right thing. He had them in this beautiful setting. They had everything at their fingertips. He gave humans free will, and we're the ones that muck it up. What I find fascinating is when people make bad choices, when they don't use their free will properly and something goes wrong or haywire, they blame God. They blame other people. They don't take responsibility for themselves doing these things that aren't the best choices. I just think that's a human trait. But let's all remember that God did give us the gift of free will. It's just we misuse it. We can live in true freedom if we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, who gives us the virtue of prudence. This virtue helps us to recognize what is good in every situation and make correct choices. The Holy Spirit gives us the gifts of wisdom and understanding to help us make the right choices in life, in relationship to God and others. The gift of counsel helps us to reflect on making correct choices in life. The Ten Commandments help us to make moral choices that are pleasing to God. We have the grace of the sacraments, the teachings of the Church, and a good example of saints and fellow Christians to help us make good choices. When making a moral choice, it involves the following steps. Number one, ask the Holy Spirit for help. Number two, think about God's law and the teachings of the Church. Number three, think about what will happen as a result of your choice. Ask yourself, will the consequences be pleasing to God? Will my choice hurt someone else? Number four, seek advice from someone you respect and remember that Jesus is with you. Number five, ask yourself how your choice will affect your relationship with God and others. Making moral choices takes into consideration the object of the choice, our intention in making the choice, and the circumstances in which the choice is made. It is never right to make an evil choice in the hope of gaining something good. In reference to choices, Jesus said, doing God's will is a choice. This is made very clear in Jesus' statement, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. According to Catholic Online, what we choose determines who we become. Choosing what is good changes the chooser, empowering him or her to proceed along the pathways of virtue and develop the habits which promote Christian character. The Catechism of the Catholic Church addresses human choice, action, and freedom. The more one does what is good, the freer one becomes. There is no true freedom except in the service of what is good and just. The choice to disobey and do evil is an abuse of freedom and leads to the slavery of sin. So I was thinking about different choices in the Bible. I know there's many, good and bad, but these are the ones that I really thought stood out to me. One of the biggest bad choices in the Bible, with probably the biggest consequence in history, is what took place in the Garden of Eden. Eve sinned because she was deceived. Adam chose to sin even though he knew better. That shows that we too can sin because we are deceived, or sin despite knowing better. They knew they weren't supposed to eat from the tree, and yet they did. So bad choice, Eve, bad choice. Put down the apple. Lot's wife was a disobedient woman who was turned into a pillar of salt for looking back to see the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah as she and her family were fleeing. This is an example of what happens to those who choose a worldly life over salvation. She should have just kept looking forward and running, and she turned back because she wanted her worldly goods. So, bad decision. King David committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband killed. He chose lust over what he knew to be right. He gave, you know, he made a bad decision and ultimately felt the guilt of that and had her husband killed. Bad decision, David. And he was such a good person in many ways. And then this was one of his downfalls. Judas betrayed Jesus by handing him over to the chief priests and the scribes. His betrayal was based on his own desires of greed and perhaps jealousy at the expense of others. Many people come to the realization that they have sinned, but their judgment has become so altered that the choices they make can even lead to their own demise. Judas hung himself soon after his betrayal. The chief priests and the scribes demanded Jesus to be crucified. That was a choice. The Roman soldiers beat and tortured Jesus. That was a choice. Jesus' own disciples abandoned him. That was a choice. In my opinion, all bad choices. Good choices in the Bible are when the Blessed Virgin Mary was told she would conceive and bear a son. She made the choice to accept this with the statement, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. I mean, I don't know. I think I was reading about this and thinking, did she really have a chance to make a choice? The choice was kind of made for her, but she was a very willing participant. She, after asking a couple of questions, she was a very willing participant. She didn't challenge what she was being told. She said she would do it, and, you know, her entire life changed. And she made a good choice. When the disciples decided to give everything up and follow Jesus, that was a choice. They could have said, I'm just going to keep fishing. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to sit at my outpost and not follow you, Jesus. But they literally dropped everything and went with him. And that was a good choice. It was a hard choice, but a good choice nonetheless. So again, how do you make choices? How do you decide what you're going to do? We have choices to make all the time. I personally really struggle with choices and decisions. I would prefer not having as many choices and decisions. I don't know why. I just really struggle with that. It's like when somebody says, what do you want to do? I sometimes just say, you make the decision. You know, you decide. I would rather have less choices. I wish we didn't have so many. I don't know if any of you remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books. My kids used to have those, and I thought that was such a brilliant idea for a book for children, because you would start out, for those of you who don't know what it was, you would start out in the book and there would be leading into the story. And then, if I remember right, they would give you at the bottom of the page, if you go this direction, you'll see where the story takes you. If you go this direction, you'll see where, like you had to pick a number or something, if I remember right. And I just thought it was so brilliant, because you come to a fork in the road and you have to go, okay, am I going to go left or right? Am I going to pick this over this? You know, how do you choose that? I used to just kind of, I don't know, didn't really think about it in a logical way. It was just kind of more like, well, I'm just going to go with my gut. Sometimes that's good, I think, but I don't know. I think we need to be very discerning in how we're making choices. We need to really look far down the path. You know, there's a thing about maybe having a gut instinct and going, okay, I don't think this is a good idea. I can feel that I'm, you know, shouldn't get into that van with that person. But then there's things where you really do have to, or at least I do, I think I try to look down the road. If I make this choice now, how is that going to affect people in my life? How's that going to affect me? I don't know if it's good to be impulsive and spontaneous all the time. I think if you know if you're going to be spontaneous and it's safe, and you know you're not going to hurt somebody else or yourself, then maybe take a risk and maybe try it out. But if something's like, I mean, put your head on straight and try to think, you know, maybe this isn't the best thing. You know, maybe I shouldn't drink all this alcohol and get behind the wheel of a car. Maybe I shouldn't, you know, have unprotected sex. Maybe I shouldn't be risky in those ways. Maybe I shouldn't drive impaired or make a big life decision if I'm impaired in some way. Think in those terms, you know. Nowadays, I really try to look at what the Holy Spirit is guiding me to do. You know, if I pray about something and I think, okay, it's more than a gut instinct. It's like a spiritual instinct. You know, what's really going to be the right decision here? I just think sometimes it's simple and easy to make choices. You know, vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream. That's not life-changing or anything. But I still struggle with those choices. Too many choices. I mean, remember when there was 31 flavors? Now I think there's way too many flavors. 31 was too many. Simpler is better sometimes. I do think there's these big choices we have to make, life-changing choices, a career path choice, marriage, starting a family. These are big choices. Most of the time when you're making choices like that, other people can kind of help you and guide you who have wisdom or who have done something before you, and they can, you know, guide you in the right direction. Listen to those people. Listen to your parents, your grandparents, your trusted friends, your clergy. Ultimately, you have to make your own choices and decisions, but try to really listen to those people, especially if they're saying things out of love and concern. Don't always have this thing of like, I know better than you. I know what I'm doing. It is your life and you should make your own choices, but listen to others. I've definitely made bad choices. We've talked about this in past episodes, but you know, I started drinking when I was too young. I was living on the edge. I shouldn't have started drinking. I dabbled in drugs. That wasn't good. I don't recommend that. I just wasn't thinking clearly. I wasn't making good choices. I know I really tried to guide my children to make better choices, and I think for the most part they did. I think a lot of people struggle with choices as adults, not just teenagers. I think teenagers really have a hard time making good choices, but so do adults. You know, adults are doing things they shouldn't be doing. They're making bad choices by smoking, drinking, eating unhealthy foods, watching trashy TV, getting involved in pornography. That's not good. Those aren't good choices. Making a choice to have adulterous relationships, those aren't good choices. you have to really start making better choices. I don't care what age you're at. If you're doing something that's hurting yourself and others or your relationships, switch over to making some good choices. If you're making choices to idolize other things than God, if you're putting a lot of emphasis on money and things and choosing things over your family or over positive relationships, you probably should change that. If you're choosing to not go to Mass, if you're choosing to put other things in front of God and church, those aren't good choices. If you have a lot of vices, turn away from those. If you're sinning a lot and gravitating to things that are sinful, those are bad choices. If you're choosing to be angry, hateful, and unforgiving, those aren't good choices. Turn to good choices. Turn to forgiving. Turn to love. Make a choice to love people. Make a choice to choose family over selfishness, you know? Choose to be honest. Choose to do positive things in the world. You have a choice. Are you going to wake up in the morning and just have a bad attitude and start doing damaging things to yourself and others? Or are you going to wake up and say, you know what? I choose to do something good today. I choose to have a positive attitude. I choose to go to work and give everything I have to my job. I'm going to choose to be a really good parent to my child. I choose to be the best husband or wife that I can possibly be. I choose to take care of my elderly parents. I choose to be a positive role model to somebody. I choose to pick up trash. I choose to smile at people. I choose to compliment people. I choose to be a bright light in the world. We all need more bright lights. Choose positive things. Make good choices. And then you know what? If you're struggling to make good choices, run things past God. Run things past people you trust. Say, I need help to make a good choice in this. When you get to that fork in the road, stop and pray and say, which direction do I go in, Lord? Which direction? Help me to choose. You know, when Eve got that apple, she should have said, should I take this bite? Don't listen to the snake, for heaven's sakes. Don't listen to the snake, for heaven's sakes. Don't eat the apple. Make a good choice. I try to visualize that Jesus is standing right with me. It sounds dumb, but say, Jesus, what should I do? So I find myself praying about making good choices every day. When I pray, I'll say, please show me what I should be doing here. Now, I know we're not supposed to ask for signs, and I'm really bad at that because I always ask, like, could you just give me a little hint of if I'm supposed to make this choice or that choice? I just feel like when I ask for, like, a discernment or, you know, God, am I supposed to take this job? If everything starts falling into place and things are like clicking along, I will feel like, okay, I'm supposed to be taking this path. I use this analogy all the time. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but I almost use it in my daily life. There are doors. The doors are either open and you go, oh, that's the choice I'm supposed to make. I'm supposed to walk in that door. That's the choice. Or you go to a door and the door's closed, but you walk up to it and you're able to open it and walk in and you go, oh, maybe I'm supposed to check this out because the door opens. It's not necessarily wide open, so it takes some effort to open the door and go in. Other doors are completely closed, locked. You try it, it's not going to open. You're not meant to go in that door. I generally try to pray for, I guess it's the gut feeling, but it's more of an educated gut feeling of like, again, kind of going through that checklist. Is this going to hurt somebody else? Is this going to hurt me? Is this going to be something beneficial to me and other people? Is this going to be something that is going to enhance my life or others' lives? because I believe that anything that God wants to happen is going to be a good, positive thing. If it's something that's going to hurt or harm yourself or others, it's not from God. It's not the right choice. Smoking is going to hurt your lungs and kill you, so you probably shouldn't smoke. If you are eating really healthy foods, it's a good choice because your body's going to be healthy. You're not going to be as sick. You are going, your everything's going to function better. You're going to look better and feel better. So you can tell what's a good thing and a bad thing based on if it's hurtful and harmful or benefits you or others. So that's generally, it's not really that hard to make a good decision, to be honest with you. You know, there's choices throughout your life. Some of them are very, many choices. And like I said before, maybe not in the scheme of your life, they don't make that big of a impact. But, certainly when you make choices, I remember, thinking when you're in high school and, if you decide, I'm not going to really put a lot of effort into school. I'm just going to slide through, get bad grades. I remember telling my kids, you have a choice. You can either do well during the school year, get good grades, and then you have your summer off. Or if you mess up all year, you're going to have to go to summer school. That's your choice.
We'll be right back.
Are you somebody that's been dealing with betrayal trauma? Are you somebody that has a really giant heart and you want to give back to this world, but you're not sure how you can do that because your trust has been broken? Well, I've got good news for you. I have the perfect podcast for you to come and listen to. It's called The Other Side of the Struggle, Healing from Betrayal Trauma by Erin Anderson Betrayal Trauma Coaching. Come learn how to trust again. Come learn how to open up that giant heart and heal from your betrayal trauma at The Other Side of the Struggle on all major platforms.
You have to go to school, so you might as well do well while you're there. That's a choice. You can either get good grades, it's going to benefit you and you can move on with your life, or you might get really bad grades, you don't get to graduate, you have to go to continuation school. All that is just ridiculous. If you make a bad choice as a teenager, let's say you decide, I knew a lot of kids that would drink and drive and they died. They made a bad choice and they died. Their life's over and it hasn't even started yet. Or people would get pregnant and they would either have the baby, which completely changes their life in an instant. They made that choice and now they have a child. They either need to raise themselves or give up for adoption. That is a big choice. And that alters their life and the child's life for the rest of their lives, Some people made bad choices with friends, and they got involved in things they shouldn't have gotten involved in. And that could ruin their life, ruin their chances at going to college or getting a really good job because they made a bad choice. A lot of teenagers don't want to listen to their parents. They don't want to take advice from their parents. They think they know better. If your parents love you enough to want to guide you and give you rules and consequences, it's because they love you and they want you to make good choices and they want to see your future bright and shiny. They don't want to see it where you make a few bad decisions and then you end up in jail or dead or with a baby early on, and then you have to, put off things in your life and prolong maybe school or something. So, your parents are there to help you make good choices. They're not against you. They love you. I know I had a conversation with my stepdaughter one time, and we were talking about her becoming a teenager in the future, and I just said to her that I wish that I had been Catholic when I was a teenager, because I feel like it could have given me these guidelines that I could have had an out, a way out, a hall pass to make the right decision. I don't feel I was a very strong teenager. I feel like I caved to a lot of peer pressure and did things that weren't the best thing. And I wonder if I would have had the guidelines of, you know, well, I'm Catholic. I can't, you know, have sex before I'm married. I really wish I would have had that as a something I could have said. You know, I can't do that because I'm Catholic and I have these rules I want to live by. Man, I wish I would have had that. I mean, I feel safe with those now. You know, I know I have consequences now. I know I'm looking to do the right thing according to my faith and to be in right relationship with God. And if I mess up, I go to confession. But, you know, I just think it's good to have this moral compass. And just if you're not Catholic, have some sort of moral compass, for heaven's sakes. I mean, otherwise we're all just flailing about and, you know, clearly making bad decisions and choices. So it's good to have a really good guide. Even as, you know, an older person in my 50s, I've made really bad choices and I'm certainly not proud of them. And I just wish that as I'm making these bad choices, or I wish in my past, I would have considered other people more. I think, you know, people as a whole are very selfish. And I think we're getting more and more selfish as we go along here. And, you know, we need to consider how our choices are affecting the people around us. How are our choices going to affect our future, our near future, our distant future? I just think people really have to stop and think before they make choices, even small choices. I don't always do the right thing. I don't always make the right choice, but more and more, let's all try to make conscious choices that won't damage our future and other people's future. And now we have Fresh Catholic News. I did 3 speaking events in the past few weeks, and they all were so different. I really enjoyed them. I got something out of all of them. I learned good lessons because I would like to start doing more and more speaking events, not even just in this area. My dream and my prayer and my wish is that I could go all over the place and talk to different people and interact with people. I'm trying to throw out this big, large net. I do, of course, want to do things locally, but I want to spread out that net. So if you know of anybody anywhere that would like me to come speak, I would love to do that. Also, my YouTube channel now has clips from my podcast, so you can see me doing my podcast. And they are a montage of the episodes, so you can get a taste for it, because I don't want to give it all away. I want you to listen to the podcast. So please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I would really appreciate it. And leave me little comments would be great. I'm, of course, on social media at Fresh Catholic on Instagram, Fresh Catholic on Facebook. Again, please like and share. And on my website, I have a blog, a daily blog. So please go read that and leave me a message if you'd like. And then I'm going to start a new segment called Fresh Mail. I will read some of the letters you guys send me. I really appreciate those, and I would just like for people to know what their reviews are. So I hope you will listen for that. Listen for your name. Send me an email. Put in a review on the podcast. I appreciate that. So that's what we're going to do. From Buffalo 71, Lori is a great storyteller. She opens up about her life and the struggles that have placed her on this path of self-discovery. Lori draws all of her strength from her faith, and I'm always intrigued by people living their most authentic lives. I really appreciate her message of love. Thank you, Buffalo 71. Emails I have gotten from Terry. Love seeing your smiling face every morning, because Terry looks at my Instagram every morning, my Instagram story, and she watches it every day. One day I was late and she said, "It's not on there today. What's happening?" So thank you, Terry. And one of my favorites that I just got this email last week, this just made everything so bright and shiny to me. From Drew, my wife, myself, and our 8-year-old son are in the process of conversion. We actually officially start our RCIA on Wednesday. I've really enjoyed your podcast, and it's brought a lot of calm to my heart as we begin this life-changing journey. Wanted to say thank you and let you know that you are in fact impacting people. After I replied to him, he said, your brief but just detailed enough discussions and lessons are exactly what a fresh Catholic is looking for. So thank you, Drew, and I really am so happy for you and Brandy and Odin on your next steps of your faith journey. I'm so excited for you. So thank you, everybody, for sending these things to me. I just encourage everybody to do that. It really just feeds me to do more and more and more, and I'm so happy that this podcast and anything I'm doing is drawing you closer to Christ. I also encourage you to email me different ideas you have for topics you'd like me to do, or if you have questions for me. We're probably at some point going to do like a live podcast where people can, you know, ask me questions and I'll answer them. I'm just kind of throwing that out there to Sarah right now. She didn't even know I was going to say that. I want to hear from you. So if you have questions for me, if you have topics for me, please email me, send me messages on Instagram or Facebook, and I'm happy to accommodate that. So maybe I'll even do a whole question and answer episode. You never know. I'm very open right now to doing whatever. So also, I have a special guest coming up soon. It's a secret. I like to keep secrets from you just to keep you coming back. So stay tuned and thank you. Love you. Bye. Thank you for joining me today. Now go out and be a bright light in someone's life. And remember, be focused, be faithful, and be fresh. Fresh Catholic is recorded at Wonder Mouse Studios at the Castle at Pierpont in Ventura, California. My producer and engineer is Sarah Espel, and she could be yours too. Our podcast studio is available for rent. You can reach us at wondermouse.us or freshcatholic.com.